Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this very special edition of the Strang Report podcast, the podcast that inspires you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to do that with a very special guest. I'm honored to be able to interview the co-founder of Youth with a Mission. Her name is Darlene Cunningham, and she has written a fascinating book called Values Matter. And if you know anything about YWAM, you know that they are very value-oriented. They have really impacted the body of Christ worldwide in many, many ways. And we're going to talk about it today and talk about this exciting book. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Darlene Cunningham. I have so much respect for YWAM, and we have covered it in Charisma Magazine and in other ways over the years, but I don't think that you and I have ever met face-to-face. It was nice to meet you on the podcast. Thank you for working in.
I'm happy to meet you and honored for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. You know, doing this podcast caused me to reflect. And of course, reading your book, full disclosure, I haven't read every word, but I enjoyed what I read. And it says, there's a foreword from your husband, Lauren Cunningham, and saying, YWAM started in 1960.
Right.
I knew that. In fact, we might touch a little bit on its origins. And he said, but it really didn't get off the ground until I married Darlene in 1963. And I would have been first influenced by YWAM in 1971 when I was a college student out in California and attended a kind of an intense conference, I guess you'd call it, aimed at young people. And one of the speakers was Joy Dawson, who I have enjoyed a friendship with all these years, and also Winky Prattney, who had some affiliation with YWAM, was there. And I began to be aware of it. And then, of course, you know, a number of years later when I started Charisma, we've covered YWAM and done several, at least two cover stories on your husband. So,
right.
You know, I want to thank you. The influence on me was indirect, but yeah, it was strong influence. And I know lots and lots of people. Fred Markert is one of my best friends. John Dawson was really our first big author when we started publishing back in the 80s. And I'm shocked that his kids are now grown up, because I remember them as Rugrats. But I have been influenced so much. And I just want to thank you. And in fact, just to prove that I'm sort of an insider, I know some of what YWAM stands for. Someone told me it stands for yogurt with any meal.
And well, some say it's youth without any money.
Those of us who love YWAM, and we collect those little things. So anyway, we
youth without any men, but that part's not true. That's from a few young ladies that are looking.
Well, why don't I start with kind of an obvious question, but I think it's an important question, and that is, why did you write this book?
Okay, I'll kind of back up and give you the big picture from a mission perspective. Lauren and I together work as a team, and Lauren is the person that is the big picture. This is what God's saying. The way I'm made up is this is why, and this is how we're going to do it. So always I have been interested in leadership development and the thinking of this. For us as a mission, it's extremely important that we absolutely stay mission true. And we're in a time and a season where knowing what our values are and that they truly matter are extremely important. And, of course, at my age, I'm thinking about the future and having people have the tools to walk in this future well. We want to be a people that know what we believe and why we believe it. We want to be people that know what we don't believe and why we don't believe it. What values really matter and live our lives accordingly. So it's my desire to be able to give those tools for the future. Your values are always based on your beliefs. You then see out of your beliefs Your values clarify those, and they inform every one of your decisions. So to me, it was just so important that that which I've taught throughout the years, we really had something that could be in people's hands to ensure the future and that they would have the tools to be able to teach it themselves.
Well, that's so important. I'm looking at some materials about your book, and it calls it spiritual DNA, and I think that's a good way to put it. And also, I found out that your close friends actually describe you as spirit natural, totally non-religious, but always principled and godly, a lover of Jesus, and always pointing people to his great faithfulness. And, you know, when I think of YWAM, I mean, here you are, one of the biggest missions organizations in the world, and I have sat and talked to John Dawson, who I mentioned, Fred Markert, and I said, would you please explain to me how YWAM operates? And probably John Dawson more so, because he kind of lives in that world. And I don't here it is. I've had some affiliation with you for nearly 50 years. Interviewed Lauren, visited your headquarters there in Kona once. Lauren has been in my office. He brought me a copy of the Christian Magna Carta, and which I value, and we may want to talk about that in a minute ago. But, you know, someone finally said it's like a bumblebee. It flies, but aerodynamically it's not possible. Now, am I too wrong?
Yes. If you understand that we're really a viral movement, but we are held together not by our rules or our regulations or by a central headquarters. We're held together by our shared vision, values, and beliefs. So that's why this knowing what our beliefs and values are is so important, because it is actually what holds us together, along with this call to go into all the world. I said to a businessman who said, I just don't get you guys at all. And I said, well, if I really simplify it for you, we are people that believe in listening to God, obeying him, and then not quitting. And I said, we are people that together are held together by the Holy Spirit, because he speaks to all of us. And I don't mean to sound ooky spooky, but honestly, that is the reality of it.
Well, it looks like a fascinating book, and I'm just thumbing through it. And here's the Christian Magna Carta, which I think is so amazing. I want to actually read it, that everyone on earth has a right to the following: to hear and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, have a Bible available in his or her language, have a Christian fellowship available nearby to be able to meet for fellowship regularly each week, and to have biblical teaching and worship with others in the body of Christ. Next point is to have a biblical Christian education available for their children, have the basic necessities of life, food, water, clothing, shelter, and health care, and to lead a productive life of fulfillment spiritually, mentally, socially, emotionally, and physically. And this was written and adhered to in 1981,
right.
Which was a few years ago, much closer to YWAM's beginning than now. And also the Seven Mountains. Maybe you could elaborate on that, because, you know, they attribute that to a couple of people, but Lauren Cunningham is certainly one of them. And it is really starting to influence. Lance Wallnau teaches it. There's other groups that have kind of picked it up. It's a very good way of seeing what's happening in our culture. How did Lauren Cunningham and maybe you come up with the Seven Mountains?
Well, these seven spheres of society, they are the things that influence all that we do and are the way we are held together. And every civilization has it. If you are going to the Amazon, they have ways of communicating. It might be by a drum, but they have communicators. They have ways of educating. So it fits everyone. And really, Lauren was praying, and he felt like the Lord gave him those seven areas. And we were, at that time, we were on a little bit of a vacation in Colorado, and we got a phone call, and Bill Bright said, I want you to come down and see me, who was in charge of Campus Crusade at that time, the leader of it. And we came into his office, and honestly, we could hardly sit down before he said, Lauren, I just wanted to talk to you about something. And he got his list of seven out faster than Lauren did. And they were the same seven areas. And just right after that, I think maybe about 3 weeks after it, I was able to hear a radio broadcast with Francis Schaeffer, and he talked about those seven areas. So it was something that God was emphasizing at the time. And when you think about the seven areas, you see the practical working out of that through the Christian Magna Carta. So when we go on outreaches into places, we try to look at that Christian Magna Carta, look at the seven spheres and say, how can we begin to influence?
You know, one of the things that stood out to me was toward the end of the book, you talk about living out the values. And again, this is so important. I want to share it with my listeners. First of all, remind yourself that you're not self-appointed nor YWAM appointed. You're God appointed. Number two, walk in a lifestyle of gratitude and generosity. Number three, be loyal to God and give no room to self-pity. Number four, don't pick up an offense. Number five, be with people who celebrate you and don't just tolerate you. Seven, serve for the glory of God, not for yourself or the mission. So this is directed, obviously, to YWAMers, but really it applies to every believer in Jesus. And finally, love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And, you know, the book is just so practical. You share stories. And, you know, I think this is something that people ought to read. I was checking out on Amazon. It's also available on Kindle. You have gotten, so far, a perfect five-star rating from those few people who have reviewed it since the book came out last October. So what is it that you hope that the reader will take away from this important book?
I would hope they would take away the importance of our values in looking at something. So if you make an action, can you say, I'm going to decide to do this? And say, yes, I'm going to do this because it reflects both my values and my beliefs. And it is such a wonderful tool for that segue that between your beliefs and your actions. This is what I value, and that's why I'm going to do it well. We value, let's say something that works within our homes. We value hospitality and caring for the strangers and welcoming people and being hospitable and generous because that's the way God is. Therefore, I'm going to open my home. Therefore, I am going to serve the poor and the needy because it is what God said and it's what I value deeply. For people within their own families, I would hope that this would stir something up in them to say, what are our family values? And begin to look at it and say, okay, is this how our actions reflect what we really value? So that would be the thing I would most hope they would take away. The other thing I'd like to mention is that we have a YWAMvalues.com website that has many background tools on this. Also, additional messages. One of the things you haven't mentioned that in the book is what we call discovery starters. The book itself is written kind of in a narrative style, but the discovery starters written by David Hamilton takes the biblical background of every value and gives much more understanding from it from a biblical point of view. Great devotionals for every day as you study on the holiness of God. You study what he feels about hospitality, all of these areas. So, of course, I think it's a great book, but I'm glad that you enjoyed it, and I hope others will too.
Well, there are many things that are articulated for YWAM. I mean, you've got a huge organization. You'll have lots of sales just from that. It's published by YWAM Publishing, who I've, you know, being in the Christian publishing business, you know, you can't, we've just known your publishing people for a long, long time, and they're good people. And
could I mention, too, in that category, is that I think I don't know if we've made history, but I think we've not had too many people, at least, that have done it. When we rolled out the English version of it, we also rolled it out in 43 other languages.
Oh, that's got to be a Guinness World Record.
That just great? That's just been so exciting to me.
Yeah.
If you go on the values YWAM Values website, you'll click on translations and you'll see all the variety of translations that are there and the people that did it. It's one of my favorite parts.
That is great. And, one of the things as we begin to wrap up this podcast is how people mm-hmm. get hold of it. Of course, one easy way that a lot of people are familiar with, because they have mm-hmm. accounts with Amazon, is Amazon.com. You can also get it on Kindle there. But really, they need to go to your website
because
there's so many other resources. And do you want to tell us what that is?
Yes. YWAM Caps Values Lowercase.com.
Okay. YWAM, short for Youth with a Mission. Capitalized YWAM and then values lowercase.com. So hopefully you'll write that down. The nice thing about a podcast is that you can stop it and back it up if you miss something. And I really encourage you to do it. And also, as a publisher myself and an author, I always appreciate people going on Amazon and leaving a review. Now, sometimes they require you to buy the book from them, I guess maybe to keep from being flooded, but for reviews in other settings. But go on and put it actually encourages people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people read it. And, as we wrap up, I'm going to give you the last word, but I just wanted to mention that I enjoyed so much my time in Kona. Your husband was generous with his time. I was actually there on a cruise. We stopped there, and I thought it's going to be a long time before I'm in Kona. And it was the only work that I did on that vacation, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I kept telling him I'd like to do a podcast, and he was introducing me to this person and that person and showing me around and. Going dry, and then he was very generous. He came down to the dock and picked me up, and he took me back. And we were hurrying back, and I did a podcast with him in the car on my cell phone. And it would have been in early 2016, and it's still on the Charisma Podcast Network. And actually, it came out pretty good. But, of course, I listened to it because it just seemed live and up to date. And
like I told you, he's the man with the big picture.
But I've never before did a podcast on my cell phone in a car on the way to a cruise ship. And also, we've done a couple stories, and I remember that somebody wrote a letter to the editor and said, "It's a great story, but you didn't mention Darlene. She's most of the story. So I guess I owe you an apology." I don't remember who wrote the story back then. Maybe Lauren just took all the credit.
I don't know.
But
well, now we got the record straight.
He probably didn't, knowing him, but
that's right.
That's right. We have the record straight.
Fun talking to you.
Well, thank you. And we have only scratched the surface on this important book. It's called Values Matter, Darlene Cunningham. You can get it on their website or on Amazon. It's only $15. I'm looking right now. Where does it say it? It's maybe $14.95 or something like that, and is available on Kindle. And we've talked about all this, but I want to give you the last word on anything that you just feel the Lord impressing you to say to my listeners today about your ministry and about your book.
Oh, I just would want the Holy Spirit to use it in your life to be able to prod our thinking about these subjects, that our purpose, our beliefs, and our values make up who we are. And we are in a time and a season where that is sadly lacking and lacking understanding. So I would trust that this book would be used to just prompt people's thinking in that direction, and certainly want it to give glory to God because he has absolutely been faithful. It's truly a story of his faithfulness. And I know we're all out in this new year to prove God's faithfulness throughout 2021.
Very well said. And that's a good place to leave it. And I'll thank my listeners for tuning into the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. So I appreciate so much, Darlene Cunningham, you taking time from your very busy ministry schedule to record this podcast. And I just hope that my listeners will share it with people that would be ministered to and would find this book interesting. And be sure to pick up a copy and read it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.